Iraqi security forces must be a capable force, one that can restore Iraq's sovereign borders, retake territory from Daesh, and secure the Iraqi people. An offensively minded and trained security force backed by an inclusive government of Iraq is the key to future stability. As you know, we have been authorizing an additional 1,500 U.S. personnel. They will serve in non-combat roles to support additional advise and assist requirements and the building partner capacity effort. In addition, we anticipate coalition contributions that should produce at least an additional 1,500 personnel in these efforts. We're seeing initial successes in this fight. My assessment is that Daesh has been halted in transitioning to the defense and is attempting to hold what they currently have. You will see some local counterattacks in that regard. There will be challenges down the road that will require patience. The government of Iraq understands the grave threat they face, and they are resolved to defeat it. The Combined Joint Task Force represents what I believe is a new chapter of what I assess will be a successful campaign to bring the coalition's power to bear and ultimately lead to the defeat of Daesh.